The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, March 4th. And from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Sean Powell. And Sean, whoo, it's a Monday. We had a great weekend. We saw some history being made at a lot of levels of the game. But we are going to start with a just absolute blowout. I thought we were going to have a good Sunday afternoon matinee game between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, and it was a beating. The Celtics won 140-88. Jaylen Brown had 29 points, went 5 of 10 from the three-point line in just 22 minutes.
Wow! A mammoth hammer there from Brown off the delivery from White.
Tatum had 27 points in 25 minutes, but right out of the gates, they just locked down and they were extraordinary. And so my question to you, we've continued to see this. Boston has very much separated themselves ahead of the pack. They are 8.5 games ahead of the second place Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference. They've had the best record in the NBA for much of the season. Are the Celtics, after watching what they did yesterday and over the course of the season, compilation of this group and what they do at both ends of the floor, are they your favorites at this juncture?
Well, if you look at the evidence, Sarah, it's hard to say they wouldn't be a favorite. I don't know about the favorite. We'll get into that in a minute. But look, they beat the Warriors by 52. They beat the Pacers by 51. And by the way, these are pretty good teams. The Clippers by 37, Miami Heat by 33, Dallas Mavericks by 28, Sacramento Kings by 25. They're 4-0 against the Knicks. They've only lost 3 home games. I mean, they're beating good teams. It's not like, you know, they're feasting up on, you know, the struggling teams or whatever, and then they fold a little bit whenever they're presented with a challenge. So this team is rolling. And they have two other things going for them. Well, three, actually. Number one, Jason Tatum, who, in my opinion, should be an MVP finalist.
Holiday, Brown, spinning, kicking, Tatum, catch, fire, and hit from three. It is a 51-point Boston lead.
Number two, their depth is just incredible. I mean, they go 8 players deep easily, and then they can throw some other role players in there to fill out the rotation, depending on the matchup. And finally, you know, they don't lose at home. They've lost 3 times at home. So for all those reasons, are they the favorite? Absolutely. Particularly in the East. If you're asking me, am I going to take the Celtics or the field in the East? I'm saying, Sarah, are you okay? You know, yeah, that, you know, over Milwaukee, over the Knicks, over Miami, and I know Miami went to the Eastern Conference Final.
What if Embiid comes back? What if Embiid comes back for Philly? Does that change
over
your dynamic?
Embiid and the Sixers, yes, yes. Although I would probably say that they would probably provide the stiffest test, but keep in mind that Embiid would not only be coming back from an injury, but this is an Embiid who historically in the playoffs has gotten run out of gas. You know, sometimes if you're a big guy, you got to run up and down the court, you know, all those times, then the deeper you go, and all of a sudden it's not April, it's May. You know, sometimes that takes a toll. And now we're asking a player coming off an injury to suddenly have some freshness when history says he hasn't.
Yep.
So, and besides, I think the Celtics could throw some bodies at him. I'm not saying they would stop him and neutralize him, but they could make him work. And so anyway, I would say the Celtics, even with a healthy Embiid back. So yeah, if we're looking at the East, Celtics or the field, I'm checking you to make sure you're feeling okay if you take the field.
You don't need to check me to make sure I'm feeling okay. However, big picture, broad picture, I still, when we're looking not just in the East, entirety of the league, though, I still would lean, if these two teams meet, the Denver Nuggets and the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals, I still would take the Denver Nuggets. A couple things that do concern me, and there's seemingly no concerns about the Boston Celtics. Look at the way they're playing. But first in the league in offensive rating, second in the league in defensive rating. I've talked about how they do it at both ends. You've mentioned their depth, the way that Jason Tatum is playing, really at an MVP level. Compliments of the entirety of the team, but how Jrue Holiday has fit in, Kristaps Porzingis, just everyone very much understanding their roles. I think it will be, and we talked about this before the podcast, a test once again for Joe Mazzulla here in his second year, a little bit more comfort with this group taking over and what it looks like, what they want to do in the postseason. But how does that translate into the playoffs? I also think overall with a team like Boston, first in the league in three-point shooting, takes, makes, all of it, how sometimes, you know, does that ebb and flow throughout the course of the playoffs if you're having an off night? But the Nuggets, I just think, are battle-tested, their experience. They too have depth. And if you're looking at who is the best player on the floor, I would go with Nikola Jokic. But it's been extraordinary, as I mentioned, what Boston has done throughout the course of this season and just how far away they have run from the pack and how well that they have been playing collectively.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the only team that I could see beating Boston in a best of seven series would be the Denver Nuggets. I think in that situation, I would be closely watching a few things. Number one, as you know, once you get into a best of seven, you're just locked against one team. So, you know, you can game plan against just that one team. And in that situation, I think coaching looms a little bit larger, okay? And just in terms of strategy, just in terms of adjustments and things like that. And Michael Malone is championship tested. Joe Mazzulla, on the other hand, and, you know, yes, he has shown some growth in his second season. They kind of helped him out a little bit by, you know, changing the coaching staff a little bit. Jeff Van Gundy, I believe, is an advisor. So they've kind of helped him out a little bit from last year to this year, but he still has to prove himself in that situation. The other thing is, the last time we saw Jason Tatum in the NBA Finals against the Warriors a few years ago, he didn't have it. Now, you could say that Andrew Wiggins locked him up or whatever. They had Draymond Green, all that. That's fine, but he didn't have it. And then last year, Jaylen Brown didn't have it, and they lost to Miami. So again, there are three principles of the Boston Celtics who I really, really have to see. And I know it's weird saying a guy like Jason Tatum has to prove himself. I mean, come on, guys, he's a legend in the making, if I may say. But he has to prove himself in that situation. Same thing with Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla. Those three principles I really have to see in a championship setting, best of seven, against a proven winner like the Denver Nuggets.
I feel you. Speaking of the Denver Nuggets and the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets recently had a win, though, that included history. The great LeBron James, first player in NBA history, of course. He is the all-time scorer in league history, but he passed the 40,000-point plateau.
James against Porter, drives, spins, gets inside. It's good. It's 40,000 for LeBron James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, with another milestone
as the legend of LeBron continues to grow.
It's extraordinary. It's absolutely wild to think in the counting stats and numbers, things that LeBron James have done are nothing short of truly remarkable and unbelievable. Did so with 26 points in a loss, though, against that Denver Nuggets team. And right now, the play-in is lit in the Western Conference. I don't know if these teams are excited about it, but if this is how things sit, it's going to be really interesting to watch the way in which things progress, because currently you have the 5 through 10 seeds are separated by just 3.5 games. But right now, as it sits in that 7, 8, 9, 10 spot, Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant, currently hurt, Devin Booker, but you got a loaded team there. Dallas is in number 8, Golden State Warriors in number 9, the Lakers in number 10. So we'll see how that all shakes out. What do you make of just the way things look? The top teams in the Western Conference, this is now, have been pretty consistent throughout the course of this year. OKC, Minnesota, Denver, all kind of battling right there in those top 3 spots. Clippers right behind them in that 4 spot. What are your expectations for what this play-in looks like and just what that means with some of those big-name stars and those we have seen in the playoffs year after year after year in many cases, the finals, Western Conference finals. What's your take on this and just your perspective as it sits currently?
Well, what's interesting is before the season started, if you told me what 4 teams would have a better chance of being the top 4 teams in the West, would it be Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Clippers, and Denver? Or would it be Dallas, the Warriors, Phoenix, and the Lakers? I probably lean a little bit more to the teams who are right now in a play-in situation. I would say that if it holds firm, if you're talking about a play-in tournament featuring Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, that might be better, more exciting anyway, given the stakes, than any other playoff situation. I mean, because you're talking about if, depending on who loses in the first, who's out in the first, first game of the play-in tournament, like say the Lakers, that could lead to major off-season changes. If it's the Warriors, that could lead to major off-season changes. So again, we keep in mind the stakes here. LeBron James is on the clock, right? His contract is up after this season. If he doesn't even make the playoffs, man, that's going to be a lot of questions with the West. Anyway, you're talking about legendary players in a crucial, potentially do or die situation. One game, one loss, or 2 losses, and they're done. I just think that it's really heightened. It's not to say that it's going to end up this way. Maybe Phoenix gets to the top 6. Maybe Sacramento falls. Maybe Dallas gets something top. Who knows? But as right here and right now, that player situation in the West is fire.
It is. And I know for all of us, we can't wait to watch. I also will say, I don't know who comes out of it. You're right. There is a little bit of wiggle room here between those 5 and 6 spots. But that's where I think the true test will come with the Oklahoma City Thunder, with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who just had a 1-point loss to the Clippers last night and had some botched plays down the stretch because of that. And that's something you have seen at times throughout the course of the year with the Timberwolves, their inability to execute down the stretch. And so I think similar to what we saw with the Warriors playing the Sacramento Kings last year, going to 7 games and it advancing, I think that's where the true test will come in of some of these experienced teams, LeBron James included, Steph Curry, you name it. They probably believe, hey, just get us in and it doesn't matter who we face, what the matchup is. We've been here before and we will figure out how to make it work. But for all of us NBA fans, I think we're very fortunate and very excited to see how the rest of the season, the postseason, continues. Sean, we're going to take a quick break, but we've got a good slate tonight we're going to get to.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Sean Pyle. And Sean, we got a good one tonight in Milwaukee. It's the Clippers visiting the Bucks on NBA TV. Tip time is 8 p.m. Eastern. Just mentioned Clippers coming off of a win last night, but you're looking at two teams, Milwaukee currently sitting second in the Eastern Conference. It feels like they're starting to figure things out under Doc Rivers. They are just a half game, though, ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Clippers is, we have talked about where things sit. They're kind of solidified in that four spot in the Western Conference. But again, same type of thing. All teams are trying to start getting things together here after the All-Star break to play their best basketball as they head into the postseason. What are your expectations for this matchup tonight? And what are you looking for in particular?
Well, in a sense, both of these teams managed to quiet the noise. The Clippers managed to do that because if you remember, right after getting James Harden in the trade, you know, it looked bad. They had losing streaks, they couldn't win, they looked sloppy, out of sync and everything. And since then, they've been, you know, pretty much rolling, on a roll. And they've solidified themselves. They actually have a shot, if they put the pedal to the metal, of having the best record in the West. And again, who saw that? So they've quieted the noise a little bit. Milwaukee Bucks, after starting out slow, defense turned to mush. Damian Lillard, just the whole synergy thing with Giannis took some time. They end up firing Adrian Griffin. Doc Rivers comes in. Subsequently, they go on a losing streak, much like the Clippers did after they got James Harden. A lot of noise. Doc Rivers doesn't have it, blah, blah. And now, ever since then, they've righted the ship. And they're right where I would think people would have had them anyway. Pretty much right at the number two spot in the East behind the Boston Celtics. So I think for both of these teams, I say they are trending in the right direction, Sarah. And finally, you might say, Giannis has been phenomenal lately. Damian Lillard has hit some big shots. Basically, that's why they brought him in, to hit those big shots, you know. And now they'd have to get Chris Middleton healthy, and then we'll see where this team is heading into the playoffs. You know, but the Clippers, again, this is not a do-or-die game with them. I think they've kind of made their statement. Russell Westbrook's got to get healthy, obviously. But this team is loaded. And I mentioned that word health because you haven't heard that much with the Clippers this year, amazingly. You know, Kawhi Leonard, for the most part, Paul George, for the most part, have been relatively healthy. And we're finally seeing what they can do over an extended period of time, given health. Now, obviously, it's the Clippers. You got to keep your fingers crossed going to the playoffs. But again, if you look at the West and where the Clippers stand right now and what they might be capable of doing, they could be the team that gives the Denver Nuggets the most trouble.
Staying in that Western Conference, and we've talked about the Lakers. We talked about OKC kind of toggling there up at the top for that top seed in the Western Conference. They will follow that game on NBA TV at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That game, that matchup, what obviously Lakers really need a win. OKC, though, as well, given what they want to do, what jumps out to you in this one that you're going to keep an eye on?
Well, if you look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, they've been basically, again, they've been blessed with good health. They haven't really missed any of their players, their star players in the rotation for any extended period of time. You know, they force a lot of turnovers. They've got Shea, they've got some good balance. And you look at them and you're like, okay, when are they going to stumble? Well, they haven't stumbled, Sarah. I mean, they've been like Minnesota. They've pretty much been near or at the top since the season started. They've beaten the Clippers, Sacramento, and Denver. Those are some pretty good teams lately. And then when you just look at the Lakers have a treacherous schedule. You know, they lost to Denver. They play OKC tonight. And they've got Milwaukee, Sacramento, and Minnesota at home. That's not easy, even though it's at home. They go to Sacramento, and they come back home and play the Warriors. That is we're going to learn a lot about the Lakers over the next, say, 10 days or 2 weeks, just in terms of where they're going to stand, what kind of statement they can make, how much of more they're going to need from LeBron James, who's been phenomenal, just phenomenal. And yet they haven't moved from like the 9 or 10 spot in the West. If they're still there or even lower, maybe, can they possibly go any lower and fall out? I don't think so. But if they're still at number 10, after this stretch, you're like, when are they ever going to rise?
I feel you, Sean Powell. It is going to be fun. And as always, we appreciate all of your time and we will continue to watch, read all the things on NBA TV tonight, including those good matchups here this evening. Until next time, thanks as always.
Sounds good, Sarah.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.